This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. According to court documents, Louisiana's Second Circuit Court of Appeal denied Corey York's appeal to seek the review of the denial of his motion to quash. That document was filed on January 31st in the Second Court in Shreveport regarding a case in Union Parish. Previously, attorney Michael Small submitted that motion for the indictments against York in the Ronald Green case to be dropped, as he believes York's right against self-incrimination was violated. York's a former Louisiana State Police trooper who was charged in December 2022 with one count of negligent homicide and 10 counts of malfeasance in office as a result of Ronald Green's death. York's arraignment is set for February 22nd at District Court. The attorney representing York previously announced that York plans to plead not guilty in the indictment. The city of West Monroe is building it and hoping they will come. They have broken ground on a new public fishing pier in downtown. The total cost around $540,000, the pier being funded by a $260,000 grant from the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. The Sport Fish Restoration Program, as well as private funds raised through the city's Picture This campaign, will also contribute. The project is seen as a big draw for tourism and economic development in downtown West Monroe. Governor Jeff Landry says he'll talk with state legislative leaders about sending the Louisiana National Guard to the Lone Star State to help boost border patrols. Landry visited the southern border with other Republican governors on Sunday. LSU political science professor Robert Hogan says state leaders are getting involved in a hot-button issue on Capitol Hill.
I think a lot of Republican governors are attempting to help the Republican Party bring attention to an issue that they want voters to pay attention to.
Hogan says it's unclear what effect the Louisiana National Guard can have on improving border security.
Given that the U.S. government is primarily responsible for securing the border, this is something that certainly looks more like a political stunt than anything else.
Hogan says it is an election year and Republicans are making the point that the Biden administration is mishandling the border.
A lot of this would seem to have more to do with campaign politics, presidential election year politics, than it actually does with trying to find solutions to problems.
Texas authorities are reporting that the flow of migrants at Eagle Pass has gone from 4,000 a day to only 4 yesterday.